Homan predicts 600,000 deportations by January. By Neil Munro on October 29, 2025. The U.S. government is on track to deport 600,000 illegal migrants by the end of the year. White House deportation czar Tom Homan confirmed Tuesday. As we get more agents on, you will see arrests increase 2-3 times, Homan told Fox News on Tuesday. You're going to see the numbers skyrocket. I just count from January 20th to now. Under Trump's presidency, by time of the new year, will be over 600,000 deportations, Homan told an Axios interviewer, adding. The majority are criminals, and the data proves it. And who are the other 30-35%? Those are national security threats, who don't have a lot of criminal convictions. We are prioritizing public safety threats, and national security threats. But as I said, no one is off the table, and if we find you, we're going to arrest you, he added. Homan's comments came as the Department of Homeland Security is promoting managers from the Customs and Border Patrol Agency to run deportation operations in several major cities, fueled by billions of dollars from Congress. Related, Trump breaking records with amount of illegals he's deporting. The agency deportations are also driving up the number of self-deportations by illegal migrants who worry about being arrested and also fined for living in the United States illegally. So far, agency officials estimate that 1.4 million migrants have self-deported. Trump's deportation and border enhancements have dramatically improved the nation's security, Homan told Axios. The border is the most secure in the history of this nation. The data proves it. Illegal migration is down 96%, and what does that mean? When 96% less people are making that dangerous journey, it means less migrant aliens are dying making that journey. Under the last administration, over 4,000 aliens died making that journey, which is a historic record. Under Biden, 250,000 Americans died of fentanyl, a historic record. Sex trafficking was at an all-time high. Sex trafficking of women and children. Cartels were making billions of dollars because they were making record amounts of money from trafficking people and drugs. People on the terrorist watch list have dropped, under Trump 45, we got 14. Under the last administration, we got 400. But my biggest concern over the last 4 years is that we had 2.1 million known go-to-ways. Migrants, captured on video, drone traffic, sensor traffic. We don't know who they are, because they weren't arrested, they weren't fingerprinted, they weren't vetted. We don't know who they are, where they came from, why they're here, or where they are now. So that is the biggest issue. Trump's border security is saving thousands of lives, Homan said, adding. It's saving thousands of American lives because less fentanyl is getting in. The sex trafficking is way down, and we can actually control who's coming in, and what's coming in. We're in a position now where we have operational control of the border. What happened in the last 4 years was that 10.5 million people came to our border and there were 2.1 million go-to-ways. That was the biggest national security failure I've seen in this nation, he said.